And there's been a first in the National Football League this week, the announcement of the sport's first black owner. Reggie Fowler is an Arizona businessman, and he has agreed to buy the Minnesota Vikings for a reported $625 million. Minnesota is a long way from Arizona, and that is where Reggie Fowler grew up and made his fortune. It's not exactly a rags-to-riches story, but NPR's Ted Robbins reports it's pretty close.
At the news conference in Minnesota announcing Reggie Fowler's deal for the Vikings, someone asked him to describe himself. This is what he said.
I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun.
Actually, he's 6'3", but that doesn't rhyme. It's also average size in the NFL, and Fowler is hardly average given he's about to become the first black owner in the 32-team National Football League. Fowler seemed pleased with that fact, but downplayed it.
No, I think it's a great thing. No, I'm happy that I'm black. I guess James Brown says, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You know, that doesn't really play a big part to me. You know, I just happen to be black.
Catch the ball. Hey!
Back in Arizona, Reggie's brother Jeff Fowler is feeding balls into a pitching machine. He's the girls' softball coach at Catalina Foothills High School in Tucson, where he also teaches. Three Fowler brothers played high school football in the 70s. Reggie Fowler played college football and a year in the NFL. But then Jeff says his brother started a business selling supplies like bags, containers, and labels to grocery stores.
He built it all from scratch. That's pretty much a good way to say it. He built it all from scratch. He started from square one, and now he's at square God only knows, but he's doing everything right.
Reggie Fowler now has interests in broadcasting, aviation, and real estate, including a cattle ranch. His estimated worth, about $450 million. That doesn't put him among the richest NFL owners. But John Moog, who owns a sports investment banking firm in Baltimore, says he's not the poorest either.
I think there's other owners who are worth less than Mr. Fowler is. Of course, they may have bought their franchise for a lot less as well. But that's not the issue. The issue is, will Mr. Fowler be able to comply with the league's requirement on debt and equity? And if the answer to that is yes, then he will most certainly be a member of the club.
Fowler does have partners in his purchase, but as controlling owner, the league requires that he have at least a 30% stake in the Vikings. The NFL is the last of the major league sports to have a racial or ethnic minority owner. And as recently as this year's Super Bowl, the commissioner's office said it wanted one. But John Moog says the league is not bending its rules for Fowler, so this is not affirmative action.
Anything affirmative about this, it's probably a near unanimous feeling of excitement that there's an African-American that who's going to be able to comply with the league's rules who is joining their ranks.
Richard Lapchick is director of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida. He says ownership was the last lingering barrier in the NFL.
The fact is that it's the year 2005 when it's happened. You know, it took a while to get here, but I think that this in the NFL is coupled with the fact that we have six African-American head coaches for the first time in the history of the league, three general managers who are African-American for the first time in the league. I think the NFL has moved ahead in a dramatic and forceful direction.
According to his brother Jeff, Reggie Fowler's intent was and is to be a good businessman, not a racial pioneer.
So, you know, in a perfect world, nobody would say anything. But this isn't a perfect world, so people are saying anything. But to us, no big deal. Let's go make it work.
Next month, the other NFL owners will see if it works. They're meeting in Hawaii and could take a vote on Fowler's offer. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.